A word for you from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 and 21. Now, in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use, some for dishonorable. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. It has been said very appropriately that God has too many workers, but too few through whom he can work. And really, that is the crux of the matter. Are you a vessel of God through whom he can work? UNkulunkulu angasebenza ngawe na? Or are you a hindrance, actually, in God's work? You might be in the great house. You might be a vessel. But are you a vessel for honorable use by God? Or are you useless? You're sitting there and you are just unavailable for God because you're busy doing your thing. The thing that matters to you, instead of being busy with what God talks about. But nevertheless, it's not just doing God's will. Over here it says, it is the person who cleanses himself from everything that is dishonorable. In other words, it opens up the way, the path for the person who says, well, I don't know, I think I have lived a life where I am not a vessel for honorable use. The solution is here, because Paul says, inspired by God, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house. What needs to be cleansed in your life? What things are dishonorable? Yes, it might be blatant sin. It might also be attitudes, words, since the context of all of this happens to be bad words, dishonorable words, irreverent babble, Paul says, quarrelsome words, things that you might think are not big, but they are dishonorable to God, because they do not proceed from his mouth, from his word, and it is just flippant talk that is busy ruining you and your hearers, or even is like gangrene that Paul speaks of in verse 17. But come to the blood of Christ and use that to cleanse yourself. He will do the work for you, but you must come to his blood to be cleansed.